Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera. Our guest today is James Miller, and he's talking about taking the plunge. If you've always wanted to be an entrepreneur but didn't know when to start, well, today's the day. Find out more about James and his show, Lifeology, at jamesmillerlifeology.com. Hi, James. Welcome back to Savvy Broadcasting for our Life Unscripted Radio. We're so grateful to have you back. I think it's been about 2 years that we connected, correct?
It has. I just started my brand. I launched my brand. I just had a podcast. I just started. And you were one of the big stars that I was able to interview. And I was on your show. And I was just blown away by you. And so you've helped me so much. So I'm glad to be on your show today.
Oh, thank you, James. I mean, we've had such a great friendship and it's grown so much. And you really helped me too. I mean, you exploded. You started your podcast. Then we both joined our crew that we know at AM, FM. Uh-huh. And now you're just blowing it out of the water. You have big plans coming up. But today we're going to talk about some of the people out there who have this passion, this desire in their heart. They're like, could it be a business? Could I really help people? Should I do it? And we're thinking, what is it, James?
Why not? Today is the day.
That's right. Share with people a little bit, if they don't know who you are, just a teeny bit about your background, what brought you to where you are today.
Excellent. So as you know, I'm James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist. Mm-hmm. I had a very prominent practice in the Washington, D.C. area for, I don't know, like 12, 13 years. And I just wasn't being fulfilled within myself. So I thought, you know, I'm very successful here, but my idea of what success has grown and it's changed, evolved. And so I thought, well, what can I do? And I wasn't really sure. So this is where I want your listeners to really hear this as well. You don't have to have a plan up front. You just have to have an idea of how do you want your life to be? And so the way I created my brand was I want to go wherever I can go and do whatever it is I'm going to do. And that's all I knew. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm used to being in an office with patients all day. So that's that's going to be a little bit different. How am I going to do this? And so I took the plunge and I came down here to Palm Beach, Florida. And I just went ahead and thought, well, let me take some time off. And I was able to do that for a few months. And as I started to kind of formulate what it was I wanted to do, I mean, they had been in the process, but I was here and I was like, what am I going to do? I have to make money. And so that's when everything just kind of came together. I was originally working on a book and I was all over the place and the book was, it was just too academic. And so I thought, well, when I was younger, I did a lot of entertainment and I thought, well, instead of writing a book, how about I just create a YouTube channel? And so I did that and I started every single day for, I think like 7 months, I did a YouTube episode. And for me, it wasn't so much about getting followers. It was about, let me just talk and start to understand what it is I'm doing. So it was really my way of having the world, they don't know this, but listen to how I am kind of formulating my business. And so that's really how it started for me. So I just started talking and like I said, I made like 3 to 4 little clips. And so James Miller Lifeology, what it essentially is a brand, it's a self-development brand where people simplify and transform their spirit, mind, and body. It is all inclusive and it really helps people normalize the life that we all have. We all have the same emotions. We all have so many of the same struggles. It may present a little different based on life circumstances. But in that, that's really how I created my brand. And so it started as a YouTube channel. And then it went to a podcast channel or podcast. And then it went to nationally broadcast and syndicated radio. And it's really taken off. So I've been very blessed by it. And it was, you know, it's so many times people see us on the other side, like, oh, you know, this person has made it or whatever. But they don't see the heartache. They don't see the tears. They don't see the late nights when you can't sleep because you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay my bills? Or how is this going to happen? But there's that whole process. But that's really the part where you understand who you are. Because when it's easy, or if it was easy, everybody would do it. Because not everybody wants to be in that place of discomfort.
And discomfort.
You
just brought up a really, really good point, James. And that was the discomfort. When I got started too, all I knew is that doing what I was doing day after day wasn't working and I wasn't growing as a person.
Exactly.
And my friend said to me, well, I've got this great book and it's called Witchcraft by Barbara Sher. And basically with a bunch of exercises helping you find your vocation. And one of the exercises, this is way back maybe 15 years ago, was basically like, if you could have any job in the universe, what would it look like? And put no bars, no hold bars.
Like that.
It can be insane. It doesn't matter because it doesn't matter if you can reach it. It's about just putting it on paper.
Yes.
And believe it or not, the thing I was most attracted to is sci-fi. And if I could do it and if it wasn't an option, I'd want to be a spaceship captain.
Oh, I love it.
And so the interesting thing about the exercise, it doesn't stop there. It says, okay, you got your dream life. What aspects of those dream of that dream life or career vocation do you presently have in your life, and which parts don't you have in your life? And so you start pulling the elements of that dream job that you like. For me, the greatest part of that job that I like, the idea of exploring space and the universe, was exploration and learning and growing and curiosity. And that can show up in so many different ways. So what's great about this, and you talked about this, is really getting out there and just challenging yourself, taking the plunge. But sometimes it starts with just asking questions.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And you know what, if I can piggyback off that as well, is one thing I always tell people is if you are saying in either in a small area, a situation in your life, or your whole life to say, I can't imagine myself doing this another day, or I'm so bored, this is exhausting. When you hear that or kind of listen to the thoughts in your head, that's really a form of mediocrity. It doesn't mean you're mediocre, it just simply means what is around you or what you're doing is has a form of mediocrity. And so as we know, mediocrity is average, it's stagnant, it doesn't move. Mm-hmm. And so if you, with which obviously your listeners want this, is they want to grow, they want to develop, they want to be something different. So entrepreneurship or doing starting something different doesn't mean that you create your own brand. It can be, I'm going to be an entrepreneur in a certain way. So you can really quantify an entrepreneurship as broad as you want. It doesn't have to be, you know, the original term of I'm a business owner. It can be I'm going to be an entrepreneur in at my church or at my PTA, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And so that's something to really consider is you don't have to know where you're going to go. Just like you said, it's about asking questions. Yeah. And then that questioning time says, well, if I don't want to do this, what would my life, just like you said, how would it be different?
Yeah.
That's really how people formulate the change.
And what's so cool, James, is that you took your greatest gifts and talents that you used to help your patients and you brought it to the world in just a different way.
It's
not like you reinvented the wheel here. Yeah. I think that's what people forget is that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You already have gifts and talents you use every single day that you don't even think about. Yeah. How do you present that to the world where you give the most value and you get to not live mediocre, but be your best?
Yes, that's a great point. I appreciate you saying that. And it's really true. I mean, everyone who's listening to this as well, just have amazing talents, amazing gifts, but you just have to think of it different. And the biggest part is, as a business owner, now how do you monetize it? How do you make money from it? And that is a very difficult thing. I actually had someone on my show, Maria Aspen, who is one of the editors, or is the editor at Inc. Magazine. And she was talking about the new entrepreneurs. It's a different type of capital that they need. Before it averaged about $30,000 for startup capital. Now, because there's so many, there's really not brick and mortar stores or brick and mortar places anywhere. It's wherever you want to be, just like I can be wherever. And now she was saying that the average capital to start a business is between $4,000 to $5,000. And that is so much more doable than the $30,000 that is a lot of money. So just hearing that itself, sometimes you think, gosh, I can't do it. I don't have any money or I don't have this. And the difference is that if you truly want to do something, you'll find a way to do it, a healthy way to do it.
Yeah.
And that's something to really be aware of, that you don't have to know point A to point Z. All it simply is I'm going to do something different. So let me research. What I always help people really, I guess, recognize is when it comes to decision making, you don't make the decision as soon as you think of the idea.
Yeah.
Make a decision based off of the information you've gathered. So the information gathering stage is the biggest stage, because that gives you the insight of saying, okay, well, I want to do this, or let me research this. Let me talk to this person. And so as you formulate all this information, that's really when you say, okay, now do I have enough information to make the yes or no decision? Am I doing this or am I not? But if people put that together, those two steps together, at just as they're thinking about it, or as they're gathering information, fear comes in, anxiety comes in, self-doubt, all of that kicks in. And unfortunately, we don't yet have enough information to say, should I not do this?
Yeah. And here it's what happens, James, I think a lot, is that people start doing the information gathering and then just halt because they become so fear driven. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of say there's two elements to it. Get the information, at the same time, start taking little action steps.
Yeah,
because you might start taking those action steps, like, starting a website and go like, oh, no, scratch that. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But when you start taking the action, you get more information. You're like, okay, I need to go a little bit here, or cross correct as it is. So you're like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is great. And another way to kind of look at that is if someone's losing weight, if they're at their gym and they're seeing the results, they're going to continue to do it because they're seeing results. And so when you do those those big or small things like a website or business cards, whatever it may be, that allows you to say, oh, I actually see something. There are some fruits of my labor. And that is very encouraging.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing I want to hit on before we have to end out here. And that is, how do you get seen amongst all the other businesses, entrepreneurs out there? Because that's one thing I heard about earlier and a couple weeks ago on a podcast, is that the internet, because the interwebs are how people are really connecting business-wise. And there's such a vast businesses and people to get through to get their attention. What's your take on that?
You know, that's a really good point. I'm not one to go after... Let me back up. I would say the more focused you are on what your mission and vision is, the more focused on you are on changing your customer base, changing that. And so if we're focused on, I want to be the most well-known person, which is nothing wrong with striving for that, but your focus is off. When it comes from an internal motivation of, I want to be the best I can be in my craft, in my business, people start to take notice of that. And I know that that doesn't give a lot of solid information as far as what are the actual steps, but when you're very focused on your product, that will speak for itself. That's when people start to know people and get and recognize your gifts and your qualities and your skill set and your business. So that would be something I really have your listeners really focus on, is why are you doing this? What is your motivation? Because the more you're aligned with your motivation, the more you continue to stay focused and driven to your goal and mission, you'll find that you will then start to become more well-known. And I think that is something which really creates the integrity from with you and then your product as well. And that is for what you'll be known.
Yeah. And you know, you make a really good point, James, because what I notice is that also some of the greatest YouTubers or people who've made it well out there, it's that they had to build it and have this kind of consistency over time. And now in this instant gratification world, when you see the end result of now someone's reached success, you're like, whoa, well, look, out of the box, they just came out. And it wasn't. It was maybe 10 years of really kicking butt. So yeah, I think that's something else for people to remember, that just keep at it. Don't give up.
Exactly. And that's the other thing, because if you get a no or a couple of no's here or there, and then you stop, well, how, what was that intrinsic desire to start your business? What was it? Dr. Seuss, I think he was actually denied, I think like 30 times by publishers. He says, you can't draw, no one's going to buy your stuff. And he didn't give up. And it's Dr. Seuss. I mean, everybody, it's a household name. So that's you know, something to consider, is a lot of the really famous, really well-known people are always told no. Because when you stand out, the people who are not necessarily your supporters aren't going to recognize that. So that's why you always want to surround yourself with those individuals who can encourage you, who are leveled up. Because the more you surround yourself with those individuals, the more the synergy, in other words, everyone gets kind of caught up in this whirlwind of success, and that's how people grow. One of my favorite quotes is, you can't hang out with chickens and expect to soar with eagles.
Yeah.
So with that, I love it, because it just really comes down to that sense of the people with whom you surround yourself, those are the people that you're going to attract. And then the more that you attract and you get excited about your future and your business, the more everyone continues to level up, and that's how you grow and develop.
Absolutely. This is such a fascinating chat that we could go on for hours, James. I know we could, but I don't want us to leave without everyone finding out how they can find out more, listen to your awesome podcast, see your TV show and all of that, and even work with you. How can they do that?
Thank you so much, Christina. So you may find everything if you go to jamesmillerlifeology.com or lifeology.tv, and you can contact me there.
That's been fabulous. Well, thank you so much, James. You have a fabulous rest of the day, and thank you so much for coming to Savvy Broadcasting and sharing your brilliance today.
Thank you so much, Christina. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the episode, please share and like, and we always enjoy hearing feedback. If you have a great guest you'd like us to interview, please send your submissions to Christina at lifeunscriptedradio.com.